Good evening. Wait for the people to get from the bathroom. People in there pissing out. Wait, the shit done started. Damn. What's happening, blood? Right on. Jesus Christ, look at the white people rushing back. White people don't care, Jack. Just come out anyways.
Say, fuck it, we're going. I don't give a shit.
You niggas taking a chance being in Long Beach, though, Jack. I saw the police had some brother jacked up when we was coming in here. Niggas' hands way up here. I'm like, huh? What? They're searching the shit. Bet they take him away to jail. Go to jail in Long Beach is a motherfucker, man. It's just a, where you at?
I'm in Long Beach. Well, shit, we ain't coming down there to get your ass out.
White people, this is fun part for me when the white people come back after intermission and find out niggas done stole their seats.
Weren't we sitting here, dear? Weren't we, I believe, we were sitting here, weren't we?
Yes, we were sitting right there.
Yeah. Well, you ain't sitting here now, motherfucker.
You ever notice how nice white people get when there's a bunch of niggas around? Right, they get outside, they talk to everybody, right? They say, hi, how you doing?
I don't know you, but here's my wife.
Hello. What you taking my picture for? Who you gonna show it to?
They say, I got a picture of Richard Pryor.
Who gives a fuck? Sit your ass down. Sit down. You know you ain't got no film in the camera. You just bullshitting, just flashing, ain't nothing flashing. Sit your ugly ass down. Thank you. Right to your seat. Exit. No, it's funny though, man. White people be funny. And you ever notice, like, you be the only nigga someplace and you go where white people, they be funky? Right? They be like,
you want to move out of the way, fellas? Excuse me? Thank you very much. Taking up all the fucking area. Jesus Christ.
And niggas gorilla they way in the place, man. We saw about 8 dead white people when we was coming in, still had tickets in their hands. Niggas had just run over them getting in here.
Move out the way, motherfucker. Shit. We ain't seen a nigga in 3 years. What the fuck you talking about?
Why did Shark? Go ahead, Shark, cut in. Shark's okay. Well, what do you want, trouble? There's a whole bunch of them. They could be cousins or anything.
Some white dudes you cut in front of don't play that shit though, right? You cut in front of them.
All right, cut the shit. Just cut the fucking crap. Hola.
I love when white dudes get mad and cuss, right? Because y'all some funny motherfuckers when you cuss.
Right? They be saying shit like, yeah, come on, peckerhead. You fucking jerk off, come on, son of a bitch, come on. Yeah, you fucking ain't right, buddy.
Hey, niggas be talking about buddy this.
Yeah, you want to buddy something, buddy up on his head.
Black men will grab them dicks, Jack. I don't care. Niggas be walking down the street. They gonna hold their dick, Jack.
What's happening, bro? I ain't nothing to it. Shit. You know how it is. I'm just hanging on.
Right, even Andrew Young, he grabbed his dick. States. Andrew Yummy,
Mr. President. No, we got to talk some serious shit. No, no. Excuse me, Mrs. Carter.
Oh, that's all right. Bigger than a peanut.
Patty and I want to say we're really happy that you come out to see us tonight. Mean that from the bottom of our hearts. Thank you. Patty be singing her ass off too, don't she? I mean, Patty gets some shit down in there, be wah! Shit go all through me, man. Let me see, sing it, you motherfuckers, yeah. And the band's a bitch too, man. The band's a motherfucker she got. Good. And that white boy on the horn be playing his ass off, right? He don't even bend, motherfucker. Most people play the horn, they got to bend or something to get that shit out of there, right? This can't be the man. And don't miss shit, right?
Don't worry, niggas, I'm with you, go ahead.
And I am really personally happy to see anybody come out and see me, right? Especially much that I done fucked up this year.
In my life at my house taking my ass to jail for killing my car.
And it seemed fair to kill my car to me, right? Because my wife was gonna leave my ass.
You know, I said, not in this motherfucker, you ain't.
No, Lord.
No, if you leave, you'll be driving them hush puppies you got on.
Cause I'm gonna kill this motherfucker here.
And I had one of them big old magnums, you know how that noise they make when you shoot something. I shot a tire, said, whoo! Tire said, ah! It got good to me. I shot another one.
And that vodka I was drinking said, go ahead, shoot something else.
I shot the motor. The motor fell out the motherfucker, right?
Motor say, fuck it.
Then the police came, I went in the house. Because they got magnums too. And they don't kill cars. They kill niggas. Police got a chokehold they use out here though, man. They choke niggas to death. That mean you be dead when they through. Right, did you know that?
Wait, the nigga's going, yeah, we know the wife of, no, I had no idea.
Yeah, two grab your legs, one grab your head, it'll snap.
Oh, shit, he broke. Can you break a nigger? Is it okay? Let's check the manual. Yep, page 8, you can break a nigger right there. See? Let's drag him downtown. Okay.
And they got them dogs that sick on your ass, right? Them German shepherds and shit. Nasty motherfuckers, right? Some places they got them Dobermans. Doberman pinchers? Them some bad motherfuckers. They fast, too. Hey, catch the average white boy. By the time they catch a nigga, though, they too tired to do anything. Right? Maybe get petted or some shit like that.
You tired of running, boy? Sit your ass right there, then. We'll get on. You all right.
I saw him let one loose on a young brother about 16 in an alley. Police jumped out the car and sicked the Doberman loose on him. And the brother was low running. He was dying in here. And the dog was on his ass. And it must have got good to the brother because he shifted into overdrive on the dog. Yeah, the brother had a cap on. He just went. To me, like the dog said, shit. Motherfuck that nigga, man.
She ain't gonna kill me out here. She, give me a biscuit, yeah.
Them dogs are something else, man. I got two dogs, I got two Malmutes that I trained to fight the police dogs. I did. I said, if you see any dog jump on me, y'all better do something. Because if you don't, you know what happened to that car in New Year?
We got you, Rich. We got you. Don't
worry. And they won't bite shit, right? I mean, they're very intelligent dogs, though, right? I mean, they be reading dog food cans and shit. They do it.
Help, oh, no meat byproducts, no slimy. Yeah, Rich, this'll be good. Fix that up for us, please. Could we have a little wine with that, perhaps?
And a burglar come in the house.
Hey, don't fuck with the dinner plate. You can have all this shit up here.
So I got a Doberman, right? One of them bad motherfuckers, right? Somebody stole him. That's how bad he was. And I got him from a dog home. You know, you can get dogs from the dog home, save them from killing them. You know, I got him from the dog home, and somebody had abused him real bad, because every time I call him, he'd freak out. I said, hey, champ, what? Shit, Jesus Christ.
What are you doing, man? Don't do that shit. I'm telling you, fucking with my hand, man. It's a real bummer, Rich. God, please.
They're like that. Dobermans are like that. When they're puppies, they're real scared, man. You look at them, shit, they're... But when they get older, they don't even like for you to stare at them. Right? Most dogs you can stare down. You look at a dog too long, they go, hur, hur, hur. You stare at a Doberman, don't be dumb. I don't play that shit. And then they show you their teeth, right? This look like I'm smiling, motherfucker. I'm about to get in your ass. And they make real good watchdogs, right? But the only problem is they let burglars come in your house. They do, they have a burglar. Yeah, come on in, come on, yeah. Come on in the bedroom, let me show you where the money is. Yeah, get on in, get all that. Yeah, come on in the kitchen, get silver, hurry up, come on, yeah, come on. And they wait for the burglar to hit the door. That's when they turn into the exorcist. Right, the burglar goes, they go, you can't leave. I want to play. And that's how you find the burglar when you get home, right? To be the mom.
Help me.
Motherfucker sound like the fly.
Help me. The dog is going to bite my asshole out. Help me.
Them pets are something else, Jack. I got pets. I love my little pets. I got monkeys and shit. My monkeys died, though. Yeah. I had two squirrel monkeys. You ever seen them squirrel monkeys? They got them hands. They freak a dog out. They do. They get on a dog and them fingers touch a dog. Dog go, I had a one named Fran. I named him Fran because the first time I opened the cage, he ran up my arm and stuck his dick right in my ear. He did. Hey, it felt like a wet Q-tip. Pissed all on my cheek. I had to throw him up in the ceiling. He'd do that to anyone. I'd bite over people, you know, just to fuck with them. You know, I said, go and open the cage up. You know, up they are. I remember one time this guy from Warner Brothers was coming over. He's going to do a film with me. And he came over and he opened the cage. And I said, don't open the cage. I'm
like, well, you won't be doing any films at Warner Brothers. That's for goddamn sure. Want to get this monkey's dick out of my ear, Rich? Jesus Christ. Come on, dear. Well, put something over my head there. We'll just say it's a hump. Let's go.
So I got him a woman, you know, because he was fucked up. I got him a woman called her sister, right? He did the same to her, run right in the cage.
She said, freeze. First thing, I got to show you where the pussy is.
And he got him some monkey pussy and freaked. He just went out of his mind, man. At night, he'd be up and unlocking the cage and shit. And then they'd run away and stay 2 and 3 days, right? And you could hear him in the tree. Sometime far away. Sometime up home. Finally, about the third day, he came in. He was fucked up, right? I left him with some friends. I had to go out of town. I left him with some friends to watch him. And he had like a little gas heater on the floor, and they turned it on, and they didn't have no matches. And they died. Killed him. I was hurt too, man. I was, because I came home and found my monkey was dead. I said, shit. I said, I love my monkey so much. I was in the backyard, I was crying. And it was a dog used to live next door to us, a German Shepherd, right? Big, ugly, mean German Shepherd. He would bite anything. And he jumped the fence and came over there. And I felt something move in my hand like that, and it was him. I started petting him. He looked at me and said, what's the matter, Rich? I said, my monkeys died. I said, what? Your monkeys died? Ain't that a bitch? You mean the two monkeys used to be in the trees, they died? I said, yeah, they died. I said, shit. I was gonna eat them too. He said, don't linger on that shit too long. You know, it fuck with you. I said, I'll try. Yeah, you take care. And he went back and jumped over the fence. Just before he jumped, he looked back at me and said, now you know I'm gonna be chasing you again tomorrow. Yeah. See, I love pets. I do. I got like a miniature horse. You ever seen them? A miniature horse about this big? Full grown. That's as big as ever gonna get. Yes, ma'am. I'm not lying. It's named Ginger. A friend of mine, Bert Sugarman, gave me this horse. He helped me produce my TV shows. He gave me this horse instead of money. And the horse is nice, but it don't do nothing. Horses don't do nothing when they're that little, but eat and shit. And horses shit while they walk. They do, they be wondering. And steam be coming off of horse shit, Jack. Horses got some terrible flies, don't even fuck with horse shit. Fly be talking about. And the first time that my dog saw the horse, they thought it was another dog, right? Because animals don't have no racism. They thought it was another dog. They said, look, there's another dog with a long tail. Let's go say hello. And my cousin Denise, she had a Great Dane staying with us. They said, yeah, come on, let's go over. Yeah, and they ran over. And that horse smell hit their ass, right? He said,
hey, this ain't no goddamn dog. Right, and the Great Dane said, I don't know what it is, but I'm gonna fuck it.
Come back and say, well, you can't fuck it. And my two male music, well, let's eat the bitch, let's eat the bitch. I had to beat them off with a cue stick. I said, get the fuck off the dog, goddamn. Leave the horse alone. Move, mother, get back. They got even with me, too, the dogs did. Because one time I was walking with them in the front yard, and I heard one say to the other one, let's fuck him. You know how you be playing with your dog? I said, hey, well, get out of there. Say, what the fuck is you doing? Get out of there. Get your hand, man. What? Help! And dogs, when you make dogs stop fucking, they go fuck air, anything, right? You say, get down, goddammit. So they just... Do you remember when the animals used to get hooked up when you was little? That was some funny shit to me, Jack. Because they'd be in the middle of the street, didn't know which way to go, right? You say, well, make up your mind, shit. There's a car coming. I always thought women should have that kind of pussy for rapists. You know, the kind of just lock up? Right? Because that's some vile shit to take somebody's humanity like that anyway, right? At least y'all the pussy ought to be able to lock up, right? Say, whip!
Okay, let's go. Come on. Don't make a move or tighten up. Just keep going. Come on.
Oh, shit. I had a little pain in my heart there. I thought I'd have another heart attack. So, what? You get scared after you have a heart attack all the time. Anytime you feel a little pain, you go, huh? Anyone here ever had a heart attack? Them motherfuckers hype. I'm not bullshit, man. I was walking in the front yard. I was just walking along and someone said,
don't breathe. I said, huh?
So you heard me, motherfucker.
I said, don't breathe. Okay, I won't breathe, I won't breathe.
breathe, I won't breathe.
Then shut the fuck up then.
Okay, I said, don't kill me, don't kill me, don't kill me.
Get on one knee and prove it.
I'm on one knee. Don't kill me.
Think about dying now, ain't you?
Yeah, I'm thinking about dying, I'm thinking about dying.
You didn't think about it when you was eating all that pork.
You know black people got high blood pressure anyway, don't you?
Yeah, I know.
Watch your diet. Don't kill me.
You be thinking about shit like that when you think you're going to die. Don't kill me. You put an emergency call into God, too, right? You say, can I speak to God right away, please? Right, always some angel talking about,
I have to put you on hold.
And then your heart get mad if it find out you was going behind its back to talk to God. Your heart say, was you trying to talk to God behind my back?
No, you was a lying motherfucker, you was.
I woke up in an ambulance, right? And it wasn't nothing but white people staring at me. I said, ain't this a bitch? I done died and wound up in the wrong motherfucking house. Now I gotta listen to Lawrence Welk the rest of my day. But them paramedics can save your ass, you know. They really are something, man. They are, man. You have to give them a lot of credit. They're good. They say civilian people, we can save people, you know. Give mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. I don't know. You know what I mean? Because if I'm walking down the street and I see some motherfucker laid all out and slobbering shit hanging out his mouth, he ain't gonna make it. You know what I mean? I'm gonna say, bro, I don't think you gonna make it. Unless you can get somebody to wipe that shit off your mouth.
Right, because you could be giving somebody mouth-to-mouth resuscitation and they die and death ease down your lungs. Death don't give a fuck where it go. And it get 2 for 1, that's a good day for death. And if you ever have to go to the hospital, which I hope you never do, carry your own piss with you. Because that's what they want. As soon as you get in the hospital, they want some blood and some piss. You always have the blood, but you never have the piss. And they get mad at you.
You're not going to leave here until you piss in that bottle.
And you never can piss. You ever tried it?
So can you turn on some water, please?
And if you do start, you need 8 or 9 bottles, right? Nurse! Hurry up, I'm not gonna make it! And they'd be so nonchalant with your piss, right? They'd be talking about,
this your piss? Thank you.
I could never grab nobody's piss like that, Jack. I'd have to have some prongs and shit before I grab some piss. Right, I'd be going,
all right, I'm going in to get the piss now. All right, I have the piss. Clear the hallway. I'm coming through. Everybody, back off, please.
Then they hook your ass up to that machine, you know, where you look like Frankenstein. You get to watch your life beep away. Right? You be doo, doo. You be watching too, Jack, because if you see doo, that's your ass. Right? I woke up one morning, I saw doo. I said, ah! Because the hospital ain't no place to get well. That's the truth. That ain't no joke. You can die in there and nobody give a fuck. Unless you John Wayne or somebody. See, John Wayne can kick death's ass. Didn't he? I mean, the dude, he had cancer one time, kicked death's ass. Open heart surgery, John Wayne kicked death's ass. Hey, John Wayne just said, get the fuck out of here, death. See, they filming some shit, I wanted to tell y'all. I mean, that's like you didn't know. Y'all ain't gonna get paid shit either. So don't be asking me for a motherfucking thing when the show's over. Don't be saying, nigga, where's my money for the movie? No, I guess it's gonna be in the theater or something, I don't know. That's what they got all this shit. What, baby? What? I can't hear you. Can y'all get a spokesman? Wait a minute. What'd you say? I couldn't hear you, babe. Wait, motherfucker, I was talking to her.
Oh, thank you, dear. Thank you, thank you, thank you. That's black stuff. Because the white people were looking confused.
What does that mean, Mark?
Preach, nigger, preach. What is that, actually?
Thinking about death, though, I'd like to die like my father died. Right? My father died fucking. He did. My father was 57 when he died, right? The woman was 18. My father came and went at the same time. And the woman that he was making love to, right, couldn't give away no pussy for 2 years. Because people going,
no, babe, no, Lord. Nah. You didn't kill one motherfucker with it. That's all right. Now nah, that's some pussy you can keep right there. Mm.
And I saw the lady recently. She's still a little fucked up about it. You know, she came and said, I'm sorry I killed your father. I said, miss, what are you talking about? I said, shit, people get killed in plane wrecks and run over by buses and shit. He died in your pussy. That's called recycling. You know, I just figured God must have loved my father awful lot to let him go out like that. Because if I had a choice, now, man, you know the truth. And I told you, if you had a choice between dying in some pussy or getting hit by a bus, which line would you be in? I know which line I'm going to be in. I'm going to be in that long motherfucker, Jack. Funeral was something else, too, because black funerals are different than white funerals, right? You know, white people have funerals. You don't give it up at the funeral. You do. I mean, you love your dearly departed as much as we do, but at the funeral, you don't. You be, oh, my. Oh. And then sometime they faint. Oh. See, black people let it hang out at the funeral. They don't get it. Wah! Oh, that must have been about. Take me, God, take me, take me, take me, please. Right, and then they fall all on your ass. Right? You say, God damn, baby, get your big ass up. Say, why in the fuck you gonna kill me because that nigga did? My grandmother could do that shit real good. Help me, Jesus, Lord, help me, God. That's how she made me stop snorting cocaine. She did. She pulled that shit on me. It worked, too. I had the nerve to pull out some cocaine at the dining room table. She'd never seen me do any, right? And she looked at me a long time. She said, boy, what's that you putting up your nose?
I said, cocaine, Mom.
Jesus, God, take me now, Lord. Take me now. God, save my life. Take me. I said, Mama, don't do that shit. Look, I'm throwing the shit out. Mama, look. $1,600 worth of shit down the drain, Mama. She found out how much it cost. She said, you dumb motherfucker! You could have sold some of that shit back to the man you got it from. I told you that shit make you ignorant. God damn your soul. My grandmother's the lady who used to discipline me, right? You know, beat my ass. Anyone here remember them switches? Right, you used to have to go get off the tree yourself and take them leaves like that. I see them trees today, I will kill one of them motherfuckers. I will stop the car and say, wait, hold it, yeah, listen, yeah, you ain't never gonna grow up. You won't be beating nobody's ass. Right, cause that's some hell. Do I have a tumor or did it get dark in here? That's some hell of a psychology, right? To make you go get a switch to beat your own ass with. Right? My grandma said, boy, go get me something to beat your ass with. And that would be the longest walk in the world, right? You be talking about. And you be thinking all kind of shit, right? Because you know you done fucked up, Jack. Maybe it'll snow before I get there or something.
Maybe she'll have a heart attack, won't be able to whoop me. I don't want to get no whoop because it's going to tear it up. I know it. And you know you couldn't come back with no little switch, right? Because if you did, she'd go out and get the tree and beat your ass with it, right? You'd be like, please, I don't want to get no whoop. And you get them switches and they start cutting the wind on the way home right here. Make you start crying before you get in the house. Like, mama! Grandmother would get mad and beat your ass with anything, right? You know, old douchebag card, anything. Right? Anyone here remember them old douchebags they used to have? Them big red boys? Used to hang in the bathroom, hold 8 gallons of water. My grandmother used to call it a hot water bottle. Right, be hanging in the bathroom on a coat hanger, smell like vinegar. My grandmother snatched a card out of one of them boys and tear your ass up with it, right? And I'd always try to get out of ass whooping, right, by going to sleep early. You know, get in bed, just go to sleep, pass up supper and shit, no good. My grandmother wake my ass up, you know, get your ass out, put your hand, put your, don't you run from me, don't you run from me. As long as you black, don't you run. And there was always one thing to remember when you was getting your ass whooped, right? That was not to say shit. Right? I mean, you could yell and scream all you want, but don't say no shit like, I won't do it no more. Because that just add extra licks. Right? Say, oh, I know you ain't gonna do it no more because you shouldn't have done it the first time when I told you not to do it. And you'd wake up in the morning and look like a whelp. But you'd be good for 8 months, though, Jamie. Morning, Mama. And then she'd fix you up. Come here, baby. Now, see, you shouldn't do that, goddammit. I told you not to. Just sit still now. And the next time you do it, I'm going to tear your ass up again. But I'd much rather like my grandmother to discipline me than my father, right? Because my father just go out. I mean, he might say any kind of shit, you know, like, go stand in the middle of the street while I start the car. You heard me, get your ass in the middle of the street. My father was scary, boy. I'd piss on myself sometime. He'd call my name, Richard, huh? And I had a fight with my father one time, you know, wasn't exactly a fight, but I did the best I could. Right? I just got tired of them ass whoopings, right? I said, this is it. I'm not taking no more ass whooping. This is it. And he looked at me and he said, what you, a man now, motherfucker? Yeah. And he hit me in the chest. Hard. He hit me so hard, my chest just caved in and wrapped around his fist. And I held on to it with my chest. I would not let it go so he could hit my ass again. And everywhere he moved his arm, I was hanging on like this. And my father was an honest person. I mean, he'd say anything was on his mind. Like, he a brutally honest man. Because I remember when my stepmother died, we're going to the funeral, and everybody was crying shit. And I said, Pop, it's going to be all right. Pop, it's going to be all right. You know, it was about 14 below zero. And he was in the back seat. I said, Pop, it's okay, it's okay. He said, yeah, to get any colder, I'm going to have to bear the bitch by herself. Now, that's my father. You know I wouldn't lie on it.
Right, because he got to the graveyard, he was telling the preacher, the dirt, get to the part with the dirt, shit is cold. Yeah, baby, I love you, but shit is cold out here. Now, damn. Right, and then you go home and eat everything, like all the neighbors and shit would bring food over, and everybody would eat something, you know, like Miss Irene's, a lady that helped raise me. She brought over some dressing, almonds in it and stuff. It was great. We had fun until somebody found some legs on one of the almonds. Right, brother was eating it.
Say, there's some legs on my arm.
I said, well, don't tell me about the shit. I didn't have no roaches, motherfucker. You the one got the roaches.
I don't want to see the shit. No, get the fuck out of my face.
My grandmother said, now don't say nothing to her. Say she old and blind, she can't see no more. Say she probably left the oven open and they crawled in there last night. But Richard, you had roaches just like everybody else. It's good too, wasn't it, honey? My father taught me about like the great outdoors. You know, he loved like the woods and shit, and nature. Something, because I still dig it today. You know, I used to love to go, like my father take me fishing and hunting. I like to go hunting with him, but I hated being the dog. No, because my father didn't have no patience. You know what I mean? He just lose his temper. God damn it, chase the rabbit this way. Well, what the fuck you chasing the rabbit back that way? Get your ass in the car, shit. We ain't gonna never eat. Dog, get your ass in the car. You don't have to chase no goddamn rabbit. But it was something about nature, man, and he taught me about, you'd be in the woods and just the sounds you would hear would be so different. You ever notice how quiet you get when you go in the woods? It's almost like you know the gods are there, right? You be quiet. Be, leaves be crinkling on your feet. Something about nature, right, just makes you want to shit. And women won't go to the bathroom outside, right? Ladies, you won't, will you? Woman said, you want to go to the bathroom out here, baby? Uh-uh.
No, too much look, no. Mm-mm. Too many things crawling around could crawl up there. Mm-mm. I'll wait till we get back to the car.
I said, bitch, you ain't gonna piss in the car? You better drop your drawers and piss here. Because men could just whip that shit out anywhere, right? You know, all on a tree and shit. You ever write your name in the snow, you be... Women still be standing around.
I'm not going to do it. I got to go real bad, too. Okay, I'm going to pull my panties down a little bit. Okay? Now, you don't you do nothing. Don't you be funny. Now, if you see something, you let me know. You're not gonna do nothing funny, are you?
No, baby, go ahead. I ain't gonna do that. Go ahead.
Okay, just pull it down a little bit.
I like to wait till they get into it, right? And go, somebody's coming! Can cut their piss off like that, whap, and not another drop come out. Men, have you ever tried to stop your piss? You get 8 hernias. Y'all get me, piss be running down your leg. Be, and there's things in the woods that fuck with you. You know what I mean? Like snakes. Snakes make you run into trees. They do, right? Snake! Pah! Not many black people get bitten by snakes. That's true. Statistically, that is true. Because black people stroll too cool in the woods. They do. Niggas be in the woods, have a different attitude about the woods. They be walking in. Snake. Now, white people get bit all the time because they have a different rhythm. They be in the rhythm of... But in the woods, when you be hunting deer and shit, you be in the woods, you hear all about it. Say, come over this way, come over. So what the fuck was that? I don't know. Come on. And deer be drinking water, right? Deer ever drink water, scared as they are, right? I mean, I'm like... Say, come on, come around this way. Why in the fuck you gonna make two paths? Just bring your ass the way I'm coming. I know what I'm doing, goddammit. Just walk where I walk. When you be upwind, he'll smell your ass. Just bring your ass, walk in my footsteps, goddammit. Get off my goddamn foot. You on my car now?
What rival?
The rifle I gave you back at the car.
Well, shit, I didn't know you wanted me to carry the rifle.
You ain't got the rifle, we in trouble.
How you figure that? Ain't nothing but a deer.
I know that, but there's a bear behind you.
Oh, shit. Which way you gonna run? No, I just wanna know so I don't run over your ass.
Cause them woods is something else, Jack. Oh, thank you. Thank you. You got to have a certain kind of persona, though, to be in them woods fucking with them animals and shit, boy. That's their home. You know what I mean? You got to be knowing what you're doing, because you might fuck around something and grab your ass. You got to have a look about you, right? I mean, you know, if you look like Leon Spinks, then you could get away with that shit. No, because Leon could chase some of that shit out them woods. Right, in my lines and shit. You see the smile on that motherfucker, man? I hope Brother Leon ain't here tonight. Hear that shit. Leon, boy. Now that's another nigga have bad luck be fucking with him, dude. Right, Leon be walking down the street, bad luck.
Leon, huh? What you wanna do, freak-a-dicky?
Leon, brother, got a lot of heart, though. Really has, you know. Gave Ollie another shot at the title and shit. And they didn't want him to. Makes me feel good when that happens. Really. Because to me, I don't think nobody else can beat that young nigga, myself, because he just, Ollie didn't really beat him up. You know, he just beat him off him. Because that nigga ain't been hurt yet. He don't know nothing about the pain. Now, Leon was trying to get the champ, and the champ was cool, too, right? Every time Leon starts some shit, Ollie would grab his ass. Ollie said, not here, nigga, not tonight. No, Lord, every time you start some shit, I'm going to grab your ass just like this here, because I got to have it this evening. So now I'm going to let you go. Take that with you. And Leon figured, like Leon said, I ain't got nothing to lose. I ain't got no money. I ain't got no tifas. And I definitely ain't got no driver's license. So what can the fuck can you do to me? Freaky deaky.
Only thing about it, I don't like to hear when white people be saying, he dumb, ain't he? And niggas be agreeing with him. No, that's what tickles me. Be happy for any nigga doing anything. Right, because ain't nobody ever said the heavyweight champion had to be no etymologist anyway. Right, they say, Leon, what do you do?
I knock motherfuckers out.
That's all he got to do. Ali, man, I got in the ring one time, and Ali, man, is awesome. A nigga, I was in a benefit with him just for fun boxing, and just to get in the ring with a nigga, your heart go, No, because something make you say, you know, I'm in this motherfucking ring and shit, and does everybody know this is for fun? You know, because a nigga be fucking with you, right? As soon as you get in the ring, Ali be talking about. I said, wait a minute, does this nigga know this is a benefit? He ain't supposed to hit my ass up in this motherfucker. And the nigga is so fast, you don't see his punches till they coming back. That's all you see, right? In your mind be saying, wait a minute now. There was some shit in my face a minute ago. I know that. Ali came out, man. He threw about 8 punches, about a quarter inch from my nose. He said, brrr. I said, shit. And I was happy to be in the ring with the champ. You know what I mean? It was really nice. But my mind kept saying, I said, what happened if this nigga had one of them Joe Frazier flashbacks? You know what I mean? He might go, round 11, Joe Frazier. And it'd give me brain damage for life, right? I'd be, freaky deaky. That boxing a hard hustle, though. I used to box in the Golden Gloves. I was good in the gym. It was in the ring where I had my trouble. I was a motherfucker in the gym hitting a heavy bag, you know, bam, 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 because the bag don't move. Because you get in the ring, niggas be talking about. I said, hey, coach, what about this shit here? I said, this nigga moving. And I always had to box them dudes that looked like they just killed their parents. You know, you ever seen them niggas with them big, rusty-ass hands? Kind of hand you can strike a match in the middle of it? Right, they come out at the bell beating themselves up. Right, a ding. I said, well, he don't give a fuck about me. He kicking his own ass. And the coach say, stick and move, stick and move. And you be scared when you have your first box around, you be done. And you get one in, right, pip, you look at your own shit, you say, hey, this shit might work. Right, and then you start trying a little bit. Pang, pip, ping, pip, ping. Then it get good to you, right? And I fucked around, left one of them pings out there too long. And I saw this nigga's eyes got real red. And in his mind, I know he was saying, I'm gonna kill them ribs. And he hit me with a punch he got from Mississippi. It came from Mississippi in slow motion. He said, ooh. Gained momentum in Georgia. Ooh. swept up through Louisiana. And my body said, get the fuck out the way. I couldn't move though. And my mind said, drop your arm, block the punch, and counter with your right. But my arm said,
I ain't got nothing to do with it.
And he hit me in the ribs and, you ever had air leave your body? Air just said, fuck it. And then he saw my other side was weak. He said,
oh, you want some air?
And I kept trying to fall, but my legs was in good shape. They wouldn't fall. My legs just looked at me and said, where in the fuck should we fall? Ain't nobody hit us. Shit, you gonna make us look bad because you can't take an ass woman? You better raise your ass back up there, Jack. I had one nigga whoop me so good, I thought he was playing conga on my body. Cause I said, boom, dee, 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 boom, 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 boom. I start dancing with the motherfucker. Hey, bang, 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 bang. And what hurts you most in boxing, like, when you box, right, is the motherfuckers that hit you in the body. I mean, you can deal with them wild swinging motherfuckers, right? Because you just block the punch, get out. But them body punches, Jack, you come out with your guard like this at first, be all up here. Okay, poop, 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 poop. About round five, you come out, come on. And you forget your chin is open, right? You be done.
You can't hit me in the ribs now.
Can't hit you in the chin. Pow! And your legs are the first thing to go, right? Your legs say,
excuse me. I'm falling, I don't know about you. And you be saying, no legs, hang in there, fuck it.
And you be down, Jack. You start looking in the audience for your parents. Hi, Mom, I'm okay. Referee counting shit, you know, I don't know what the fuck you counting for. I ain't getting up. Now I'm gonna make sure this fight's over. I ain't getting out of the ring till they start sweeping up. And there's always somebody in the audience talking about, get up! Get up! Fuck you! That's how I got down here in the first place. That's why you gotta keep your legs in shape, man, and do road work and shit. You gotta run 4 or 5 miles a day. Ali run backwards, because that's the way he fights. I just be running like this. Rashawn, my trainer, he said, run, keep your mouth closed, breathe through your nose. He'd be, you'll be breathing through your nose and snot start coming out your nose, right?
That's when the women come out, right?
You got snot hanging on your nose.
You ever be running, give it one of them, and get it on somebody running next to you, like this. Say, Jack, what's this shit you got on, man? Do you know I would kick your ass? You're gonna be running for real, you don't get this shit off me. And sometimes it's ego crushing when you be running, because old white man be out there lapping your ass, right? Be talking about. And you ever be running, you get that pain in your side, but the pain say,
hello, I'll be fucking with you the next hour or so. I serve no purpose other than to kill your ass. I'll be moving from side to side, down your groin and up your ass. When you drop dead, I will stop.
Get some water. But you gotta stay in shape and shit, because you never can tell when in real life you will have to run. That's right, run. God damn it, run. Why get killed when you can run? That's That's right. A lot of people get an ass whooping and you could run. You'd be in the hospital, your ego heal a lot faster than a broken jaw. Because you still be in the hospital talking about,
shit, I should have run.
Run! That's right. If somebody pull a knife on you and you can't pull out nothing but a hand with some skin on it, your intelligence ought to tell you to run! But people be watching Kojak and shit too much. They think they have to be Macho Man.
I'll take that knife and shove it up your ass.
I'm Macho Man. You go from Macho Man to
dead person.
Cause see, in the movies, I always make looking, getting stabbed with a knife look like it's cool, right? Cause they had that music. Na-na. Na-na-na-na. See, in real life, you don't hear no na-na-na. All you feel is a knife in your ass. You be talking about na-na-na. So run and teach your old lady how to run so you don't have to go back after her ass.
Just say, I'll meet you home in 5 minutes, baby.
And then you got something to laugh about when you get home, right? You say, baby, shit, I beat you here by 2 minutes. What the fuck happened? See, but people try to be Macho Man. They get you fucked up, Jack. Especially nowadays, because young dudes that fight, they don't even fight like older people. You know what I mean? Like, we used to just have gang fights, you use your fists and shit. Now they got that kung fu and karate and shit. They like to pluck your eye out and pull your arm out of socket and shit. Oh, it ain't no fun to them. See, you go out there with that old-fashioned shit, they just kick you in the nuts.
What'd you be saying? Come on, Jack. They said, whip!
Oh, boy. No, no, I've had enough. No, you win, you win. Oh, oh boy. Oopsie daisy. Okay, no, I'm fine. Just trying to find my balls. Two, yeah, it was two of them. That's two. Here's one here. No, no, I'll just put it in my pocket. Thank you. If you see the other one, would you mail it to me? Stay around.
But you gotta stay in shape, right? Because you never can tell, Jack. You gotta swim or something. I can't swim myself, you know. My kids swim their ass off. We got a pool, I can't swim. I'm in the shallow part. I'd be pitching a bitch in the shallow part. What happened?
Don't nobody push me, Jack.
One time I was playing with my kids and forgot what I was doing and fucked around and jumped off in the deep end. And that water bring your memory back like that. I didn't even get a chance to get and my mind, all your mind says when you think you're drowning in the pool, your mind says, get to the edge! Get your ass to the edge! And I was swimming my ass off in one spot. I wasn't going no place. And my kids was watching me, right? And my kids think everything I do is funny. They was just, look at Daddy drowning! Daddy, you're so funny! Say, kick your legs, Daddy, kick your legs! I said, I'm gonna kick your ass, you don't help me out of this motherfucker. And my kids get away with shit I never could get away with, you know, because I can't bring myself, like, just to beat them up, you know, like, be no parent, you know, that kind of standard parent shit that my family did, because I don't want to fuck my kids up like I'm fucked up. So I just talk to them, you know, I say, get the fuck out of my face. No, just leave me the fuck alone. I don't want to hear the shit. You don't respect yourself. I know you don't respect me. Now, fuck you. About an hour later, they come to my room, though. I'm sorry. I fucked up. I said, that's right, and don't do it no more. Because I don't have to get in your ass. Oh, Daddy, you're so funny. My kids, boy, when they lie, though, that's the thing that I love the most. When they be trying to tell them lies and you know they lying. Right, you say, who broke this? Huh? I say, who broke this? Okay. I'm gonna tell you, okay? First, I wasn't in here, right? First, I was in the kitchen, okay? Uh-huh. Then when I was in the kitchen, you know what happened? You don't know what happened? Okay, I'm gonna tell you, okay? Then I was in the kitchen, okay? Then I was running in here. I wasn't really running. You remember when you told me not to run? So I wasn't really running, but it was kind of like I was running. My legs was moving real fast, looked like I was running, but I wasn't really running. And I was in here then when that thing was already broke. That was broke even before I was born. When that door was fell back like that and it broke and it fell down and it was broken, broken, broken. That's what happened.
He said, what? Fuck you.
Can you turn the lights up just for a moment? Just for a second. Shut the fuck up. Turn the house lights up, house people. Lighters, just for a minute, just for a second. Thank you. I'd like to introduce you to someone. Ladies and gentlemen, Huey P. Newton. Stand up, Huey. Turn the lights down now. Turn the motherfuckers down. Thank you very much. Thanks for coming, Huey. I'm happy that you're here. Now, what? Shut what, motherfucker? What, you done stood up and you crazy, you got a jacket on and it's hot in this motherfucker. So I'm definitely gonna speak to you. What is it? You got it about the Mexicans? You want me to rank the Mexicans? Y'all in worse trouble than niggas. Y'all get to pass for white. I can't be fucking with y'all.
It's no fun picking on Mexicans. You guys got a country.
And the Chinese, too. The Chinese people here, boy, you better watch out. I'll stick them on your ass. There's a billion Chinese, ain't but 40 Mexicans. That's a lot of people, right? A billion people? Jesus Christ, somebody in China doing some serious fucking. That's right, they fuck quick, too, right? Okay. I was in Chinatown, right? We went to Chinatown about 5 months ago. I heard the funniest shit I'd ever heard in my life was a Chinese person that stuttered. I swear, this dude was really stuttering in Chinese. I'm like, scum, noise, scum, and his friends was getting mad at him, trying to help his ass, right? Going, bitch, I'll go over there. He was still going. You go to Chinatown, they get mad if you don't eat all the food. Right? You go, man, can I have a check, please? They say, you got two more dishes. Say, man, I can't eat no more of this shit. Say, you order shit, you ain't shit. Blockbuster, bro. And they bring you a bill, don't they? You ever see them bills? $48.50 for what? Then they get smooth on your ass, right, guys?
You'll have two lobster compliments. Chop suey.
And if you really don't understand, they send that stuttering motherfucker over there to explain it to you. Scoop scown!
Storm.
You just end up throwing your money. I say, here, motherfucker, take what you want. Just shut the fuck up before you die. But a billion people, boy, that's me, making love in China. See, they ain't like black people in China. See, they fuck quick and get it over with. Black people try to stay in the pussy 3 and 4 days. Right, be inventing new ways to fuck, right? Just take your leg, baby. Wait a minute, move your arm. Put your pussy on this ladder. Right, now just move around, yeah. Now hold it, yeah, shit, there it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, goddamn, don't you move now. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I just found out some time ago that sometimes women don't have orgasms. And that fucked me up. No, because I just knew I was doing some serious fucking. Right, I'm talking about where you get the hump in your back and shit, you know.
Get all ugly in the face, you be.
Toes be talking about. There you go. How was it, baby? Where am I going? You say. I said, well, what the fuck is.
Well, I didn't come.
The shit I did.
Well, what about me?
Say, what about you? Shit, I got mine, get yours. Shit, I ain't got no time to be sensitive because I'm
macho man. I don't give a damn if you come or not, I'm macho man.
You gotta be cool when you're macho man, right? Because you can't be sensitive and care about if someone have a good time in bed. Shit, that's too scary. Because men be scared in bed. I don't give a fuck what they tell you women. When the sex is over, men be talking shit like, did she come? I wonder if she came. I think she came.
I wonder if it was good to her. I hope it was good to her. I'm not gonna ask her though. I don't give a shit because she didn't like it. That's all right. I don't care because I did the best I could. Now fuck her. Sit. She's not getting any more. Now sit. Please, get hard. Please. I don't care what you don't kiss me no more. I don't want to be touched.
And some niggas be lying to my lung for 8-9 hours, Jack. You some lying motherfuckers. You fuck 9 hours, we know where to bury your ass on the tent. Because I like making love myself, and I can make love for about 3 minutes. I do about 3 minutes of serious fucking, then I need 8 hours sleep. And a bowl of Wheaties. And you can tell when you done made good love to your woman, right? Because she will go to sleep. That's when you really are
macho man. I put your ass to sleep, I'm macho man.
But if you finish fucking and your woman want to talk about computer components, you got some more fucking to do. And don't get me wrong, now they got some women just as chauvinist as we men are, right? I got some women be talking about, oh, no, please stop. I can't say no, please stop. You say, can you wait till I put it in? A woman that says she never had an orgasm, man, we go right past sensitivity, right? We go right to the ego, right? Say,
well, bitch, you gonna come this evening. That as soon as I get my shit open here. Yeah, my shit I got in this briefcase, I know you gonna come. Just a minute, yeah, here it is.
Just relax. And And when you don't use sensitivity when you're having sex, right, or share some of your soul, nothing gonna happen. Because men really get afraid, man. Men are really scared in bed with women because you got to have that macho shit be working. It's hard to say, Right, because men get defensive. If a woman says she didn't come, men get real defensive, right? They won't take no fault for shit, right? Men, they might say anything when they get scared, right? Men go, look, baby, maybe your pussy dead. Women always have a great comeback, right? Women say, well, why don't you give it mouth-to-mouth resuscitation? You ever give head for 9 hours? Your back locks. Your jaws and shit swell all up. Lips look like a cartoon, Jack. Give me them.
Dude, I can't do it anymore.
And when you stop, women always say, but I almost came. Up saying, I say, look, I'll be the bitch, you get on top. And she came too, right? She said, I'm coming. She said, how was it? I said,